Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. You know, we're so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer. That's why Pure Talk proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by choosing a wireless company that shares your values. You can make the switch, the same service, cell towers, 5G network as the big carriers, and the best 5G network, $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, make the switch. puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service and helping a vet in need. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America. Use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to join us. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. We're still watching the insanity and the madness unfold at college campuses all around the country. Didn't think I'd ever hear or see a lot of what we're hearing and seeing in our lifetime. I never thought, you know, the issue of, you know, if you ever wondered how the Holocaust could have happened, how is something like that even possible? Well, maybe listening to some of these people might give you some insight into how this, you know, pernicious evil, you know, begins to grow like a cancer. You know, you have a college student at Columbia, her name is Jessica Schwab, actually describing the building being occupied by protesters. It was like a scene from The Shining. At least some kids get it. Listen.
Well, the most remarkable scene that I saw was someone smashing the windows of the doorway of Hamilton Hall Inn with a hammer, almost like a scene from The Shining. And I also saw a student who was trying to prevent them from continuing to barricade the doors. And then he was essentially corralled by another human chain of pro-Palestinian protesters and basically lifted up and shoved out and called a Zionist, and he was physically assaulted. And again, there's utter silence from public safety, from NYPD, so we feel alone on this campus.
And you have a low-income student identified as Jeremy, and this was on Fox News, talking about not being able to get food because of all the chaos from all the protesters. He also doesn't want the NYPD to come in. Well, they're not going to leave on their own. I mean, the deadline has come and gone. The administration was literally negotiating with the most radical students that we went through yesterday. That was in the New York Post yesterday. Anyway, here's the situation from his point of view.
Jeremy, he is an undergraduate senior. Jeremy, you were trying to get into the university here. Tell me, they denied you.
Yeah, well, we had originally called public safety about 6:30 this morning when we got the email saying that only a very select few students were going to be able to have access to the campus. And I called public safety and they assured us quite brusquely, I might add, that we were able to have access. And so we walked down here and lo and behold, we're not given access.
You're trying to eat and you said you're a low income student. Can you explain all this?
I think you just explained it. I'm trying to eat and I'm a low income student. I luckily just, heard back from some of the administrators in my program. They've graciously let us know that we can go to Barnard College or Teachers College, which was two of the affiliate universities or colleges of Columbia, and we can go grab some grub there. But I'm just not liking the amount of chaos that is ensuing around breakfast. You know?
And finally, what are your thoughts on the fact that your fellow students here have taken over a building, broke in, they've entered, and this has now escalated to where it is?
Oh, I think escalating is the word, right? I think that it was a misstep, and I wish that they would have engaged with the university when President Strafe could come to the table last week. I think that it's a bit of a tragedy, you know, and I think that we need to pack up and go home now.
How does this end?
That's a good question. I guess that people like yourself in the news have to keep asking tough questions and see where the chips fall.
Do you want to see the NYPD come in here?
No, I don't. In fact, that was one of the most disruptive elements of the past few weeks. You know, I've been very concerned to see the amount of guns and armaments around the campus, and I'm not happy with the presence of the NYPD. I think anytime you have NYPD, it's
even though you can't eat food and you're trying to study, you don't want the NYPD to come in here and break up what's going on.
Hey, look, I'm developing these types of answers to these types of questions over breakfast. So I'll chat with me later today. I'll tell you how I feel.
All right, joining us now is former presidential candidate himself. I guess he's now doing his own podcast. Vivek Ramaswamy is with us. When did you get in the podcasting business? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, no, it's funny. I don't think of it as a business anymore, Sean, but I was doing it during the campaign. And one of my things is I think people who run for political office should be reaching people in a much more transparent context. And so that's one of them.
I give you credit for that. I'm not being critical. I think that's actually pretty cool that you do it. It does take more time, and it's probably more work than you thought when you started, if I'm guessing correctly.
Yep, it is indeed, like anything worthwhile that's doing. But I'm continuing some ventures in the business world, trying to drive change in this country in a lot of ways, and I think fixing the media is an important part of that. So I'm going to continue calling out a lot of the left-wing mainstream media as I did during the campaign, but in a different context now.
They are so corrupt. I actually said back in 07 and 08, journalism in America is dead. I knew I was right. I had no idea how right I was. I mean, all of these networks and all these major newspapers and most of the cable networks, you know, slant solidly hardcore left. They don't cover the news. They're obsessed with anything that's negative about Donald Trump, and that's all they're obsessed about. Their willingness to call out Joe Biden. Look, Joe Biden, I'm looking at Joe Biden, and this is what I see. I see a president that helped make the mullahs of Iran rich, that has been sucking up to Putin and Russia. You know, the Nord Stream, you know, pipeline gets approved. Keystone XL gets canceled. Spy balloons, intellectual property theft, unfair trade practices, hostile maneuvers against our fighter jets in international airspace, hostile maneuvers against our Navy in international waterways. And what is the penalty for China? Nothing. You know, Iran is fighting three proxy wars, and who's helping to pay for it? Well, Joe Biden, by allowing the Iranian mullahs to get rich because he is purchasing some of the oil himself when sanctions are in place, that they're not allowed to sell their oil on the world marketplace, but they've been able to take in hundreds of billions of dollars, according to estimates. So if you want to know who's fighting these proxy wars, the Houthi rebels, Hamas, Hezbollah, that would be in part Iran with the money that Joe Biden has allowed them to accumulate.
To your point about the media, Sean, you say journalism is dead from the mainstream media. I wish it were dead in its effect. But the reality is they are still shaping the way that the American people see not only a lot of the foreign policy disasters, but even many of the domestic enemies that we face right here at home. If you think about the way the mainstream press would have covered this, if this was another country where you had a presidential candidate in the middle of an election is ordered by the court system in the middle of a politicized prosecution to say that he cannot speak to defend himself against political attacks, we would call that autocracy in another country. We would call that totalitarian. And yet right here in the United States, it's the very left that proclaims defending our democracy that has nothing to say about it. And a media that's actually cheering along. A judge that issues a gag order that stops a U.S. presidential candidate from responding to political attacks in the middle of an election.
Well, President Trump got fined today because he dared to speak out on social media. Anyone else involved in this case is free to say anything that they want. He's the only one with the gag order, which is one-sided. The judge, we know, donated to Biden in 2020. All these allegations about family conflicts and benefiting from whatever decision ultimately comes out of this case. Then, of course, you know, you got a two-tier justice system. This was a misdemeanor case whose statute of limitations had run out a long time ago. We're talking about a bookkeeping error from 8 years ago, and this is where we are as a country with one presidential candidate having to sit in a courtroom for God knows how many weeks, and that leaves the field open for the other presidential candidate, main presidential candidate, to go out there and campaign any place, anywhere he wants and say anything he wants. you know, even talking about Uncle Bozy being eaten by cannibals, and he has the field to himself.
Of course, because that's what it was designed to do, Sean. And the reality is, this gag order isn't just stopping him from talking about the case. It's effectively stopping him from talking about a relevant political issue that they've made a political issue in the middle of a presidential election. That is what this whole game has been about. And I think it's even too much to concede that this is some kind of bookkeeping error, when if you look at Alvin Bragg's theory of this case, just to think about this legally for a second, right? I'm going to wear my old hat from law school, okay? I spent 3 years at Yale Law School, and I'll tell you, if those professors, if this was not Donald Trump, they would be teaching this as a textbook case of prosecutorial abuse. Because Alvin Bragg's whole theory of the case is that Donald Trump should have used campaign funds to make a personal hush money payment. The truth is, if he had used those campaign funds, that would be the stronger case that they could have used to bring against him. And yet he didn't. So if they're going to get him going, or they're going to get him coming, that means the whole thing is a farce. And this is really just designed to fulfill a campaign promise that Alvin Bragg, just like Letitia James.
But here's the promise. Here's the problem, Vivek, is that the odds of a guilty verdict, I would argue, in this venue are very high with this judge that frankly should have recused himself.
Well, look, this is the whole reason these cases were brought, Sean. They took a portfolio strategy, right? Jack Smith's case may now get postponed till after the election. Well, this is their backup case. And so the whole system has decided they need to do whatever is required to keep one man from reassuming the White House. That's what you're seeing. It's like an anaphylactic response of a body to an allergen. That's what you see from this.
Well, let me tell you, Vivek, you're not describing a democratic republic. You're not describing a constitutional republic. You're describing a banana republic to me. That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. That is right. We have descended into a banana republic, Sean. And I think we live in a 1776 moment right now. And I don't say that lightly. Our founding fathers will be rolling over in their graves right now. And this is a moment for us to rediscover what this country was founded on. Sure, we'll have elections where we fight about lower tax rates or higher tax rates. This isn't one of those elections. This is an election that goes to the basic rules of the road that this country was founded on. Are we or are we not a nation founded on the rule of law? Are we or are we not a nation that believes that every person gets to decide who they elect as U.S. president? Or are we a country where you try to eliminate one of those candidates? Are we not a country where you get to speak your mind freely, even if you're a Republican within the context of a Democratic administration? That's what's on the table in this election. And I think that for that reason, independents, libertarians, even some orphaned Democrats, if they open their eyes, should be coming over to deliver us a landslide margin. And I do think we need a landslide this year. A landslide minus some shenanigans is still going to be a victory. That's what we need to unite this country.
Listen, but we're 188 days away from Election Day, and that's Election Day. Voting starts way before that, so we have to factor that in as well. And we're putting all of this up on Hannity.com. We have an interactive map, which will tell you what the registration day deadlines are, when early voting starts and stops, trying to give people as much information as possible. However, you know, you're discussing a possible landslide. I cannot tell you with any degree of confidence what's going to happen on November 5th and what the result will be by November 6th or 7th or 8th. I can't tell you with any degree of confidence how this is going to turn out.
Of course not. And I think that the reality is we cannot be complacent. I do see this attitude of complacency sometimes setting in, looking at these poll numbers. Absolutely not. Complacency is not an option. You don't like early voting? Too bad. You got to play by the rules that we have in order to be able to change the rules to what they actually should be. And I do think that Republicans can't just be talking.
By the way, there's only a few of us saying that. I've been saying it now for a couple of years. Early voting, voting by mail, legal ballot harvesting. Republicans better catch up to match and surpass the efforts of Democrats because they've mastered it. On the issue of abortion, you better understand that that could be the difference between winning or losing. And you need to know where the country is on the issue, not where you may personally be. And some people claim, well, Hannity, you're selling out your principles. I'm not selling them out at all. I'm giving you the reality that we're facing in this environment.
Well, look, I think the future of our country is actually at stake. You know, the American Revolution took about 7 years to fight from 1776, a little over 7 years. if we don't get this right in the next 5 to 7 years, I think there's a very real risk that we don't have a country left, certainly not the same one that you and I knew. And that's what's at issue right now. And so you don't like the rules, that's fine. Change the rules. Put yourself in a position to actually do it. I want single-day voting on Election Day as a national holiday with paper ballots and government-issued ID to match the voter file. Heck, Sean, I favor making English the sole language that ever appears on a ballot in this country. I don't think that's too much to ask. But we have to win the election and win it decisively, Senate and House included, to be able to then get that into law. And yes, are there administrative steps that even the administration alone could take to secure elections? Absolutely. In fact, the Department of Homeland Security, which you have Mayorkas squatting on top of right now, one of the things they're also charged with, many people don't know, is the responsibility of election security in this country. So are there steps we could take both through lawmaking and even through executive minimum standards that we set for federal elections? Yes, there are, but we have to win in order to do it. And that's where we got to be laser focused, not counting our chickens before they hatch.
I will tell you, I hope people are hearing you loud and clear. You're echoing my message on early voting, voting by mail, and what the Republicans need to do, and the critical nature of the time that we're living in. This is going to be a very consequential election for the country. And I'll tell you, I just shudder to think if Biden were to win 4 more years, God help us. Vivek Ramaswamy, we appreciate you being with us, sir. As always, thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program.
Bad for America.
Sean Hannity telling the truth
that mainstream media likes to hide. Sean Hannity.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean. If babies in their mother's womb could speak, what do you think they'd say? Hi, this is Buck. This is Tom. This is Susie. Did you know that an unborn baby's heartbeat is already beating at 3 weeks? By 5 weeks, you can hear that heartbeat on ultrasound, and that's where Preborn's network of clinics step in, because the heartbeat is the voice of Preborn, and you can share their voice in a big way. Every free ultrasound costs $28. They don't get a penny from the federal government. They need your help desperately, and that's why I bought them 2 4D ultrasound machines, because they desperately need the help, and they're helping moms with counseling and all sorts of ways. Just dial #250, #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. You'll never regret helping to save a baby's life. Preborn.com/Sean. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. All right, I want you to meet Kelsey. Now, when she found out she was pregnant, well, she wasn't really sure where to turn. But after meeting with counselors at Preborn Network Clinics, well, guess what? They loved her. They supported her. And they gave her a free 4D ultrasound for her to actually hear her baby's heartbeat.
When a mother looks at her child through a sonogram, it does something to you. You know, I ended up deciding to keep my son, who is now 5 years old today. He's amazing. He brings absolute joy to my heart. I could not imagine life without him.
Can you help out this great mission of Preborn? And maybe even in a big way, every donation is tax deductible. They don't get a penny from the federal government like Planned Parenthood. They rely on people that believe in the sanctity of life and people in the pro-life community. Now to donate, just dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or just go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's HealthLock.com. One word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Alec Baldwin's favorite radio talk show host is on the air right now. Right, Mr. Baldwin? Here's Sean Hannity.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Toll free on numbers 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. We'll get to your calls here in just a second. First, I want to remind you what is the mission of Preborn. They are saving lives every day, and they do it by using the science of 4D ultrasound and introducing any expecting mom to the miracle of birth growing within them. And Linda, it is working. Their mission is successful.
Listen, our audience rocks, and they are not about, you know, big government coming in and telling us what to do. So as they give all of our money away to organizations that we don't care for at all, that do the exact opposite of what we want, we can give our money willingly to Preborn. And what better time to do it than Mother's Day? I'm telling everyone that is looking for the perfect Mother's Day gift to give their mom the gift of life. $28 is how much it costs. It's probably cheaper than any gift basket you're going to buy anywhere, or any bouquet of flowers. And you're giving life this Mother's Day. So go to preborn.com or hit #250 on your phone. Type in the keyword baby. Visit preborn.com/Sean. You know, this is an amazing opportunity. $28, guys. Just think how many lives you could save. How much? I mean, it's a tough economy, but $28 is nothing. Please, we got 2 weeks before Mother's Day. Please give everything you can. It's tax deductible.
All right, preborn.com/Sean, that's S-E-A-N, or #250, keyword baby. It's a great, great organization. You won't regret helping out. Now, Linda, I'm not sure if you heard about this, but there's a podcast out there. It's a comedy podcast. It's called Smartless. It's with Jason Bateman and Sean Hayes and Will Arnett. Anyway, it's a podcast that connects and, quote, unites people from all walks of life to learn about shared experiences through a thoughtful dialogue and organic. All right. pretty cool. I mean, if that's their mission statement, I don't have a problem with it. So when Joe Biden was at the Radio City Music Hall event, where I guess they raised $25 million the same night that Donald Trump was at the wake of this slain officer. Anyway, that happened the same night. They sat down. It was Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton all sitting down with these podcasters. I think it's Jason. I'm not sure, but I think it's Jason that asked the question to Joe Biden. Well, why don't you just go on Hannity's show for an hour? Your story's so good to tell. I mean, just lay out the facts for him and maybe change his mind and let his audience know that you can do this. I don't think he's capable of doing that, but I certainly would give him 3 hours on this radio program and a full hour. I'll give him a full week on Hannity if he wants, as a matter of fact.
Why Anyways, would you give him a full week? Are you insane?
Okay. The more Joe Biden talks, the better it is for any voter to hear him.
Oh, I don't know, dude. I mean, I think a day
I'd give him a full week of Hannity. I've never made that offer to anybody else. A full week and a full, I'll give him a full week of radio shows. I'll give him 20 hours of airtime.
Is this my penance for like my bad?
No. You think he could do 20 hours of radio and TV? You're out of your mind. It would be a disaster.
Minutes. Oh my God.
It would be a unmitigated disaster. Anyway, so they asked this question about me. And the three of them, three presidents, two former presidents, the current president are there. None of them like me. I've been pretty, you know, well, I've just basically told the truth about all three of them. So that's how I would describe it. But anyway, here's how the question went and listen to not only the answer, but who answers, especially because the question was directed to Joe.
You and you've got very smart people to suggest what it is that you do. But like, could it be as simple as just like granting an hour to Sean Hannity and sit down and go, you tell me why the people who follow you think I'm not a good president? And just answer his questions, call his bluff. I mean, because the information, the facts are all there. Mm. It's particularly for that group of people. What you do is so much better suited than what the other agenda is talking about. So is it just a matter of just getting on that network? I don't get it.
First of all, you guys are exactly right.
Stop right there. That question was directed to Joe. Why is Barack answering for Joe? Now, there's been a lot of theories out there, and people are wondering who's pulling the strings and really making the decisions behind the scenes. They don't believe it's Joe Biden. Many have ventured a guess that it's Obama, but I'm not going there. It's not something I know. Do I think Joe is capable of making these decisions on his own? No, I don't think he does much of anything. However, I mean, how telling is it that Barack Obama has to answer the question for him, directed at him? So I find that amazing. I mean, yeah, all these great accomplishments. Why don't you come on Sean Hannity's show? They never will. He's not capable of doing it. For a long time, I took up a lot of space in Barack Obama's brain. You might recall back when he was running for president. He even, by the way, based on today's woke interpretation of things, he actually threatened me, Linda, when he said, Mr. Burgess, I'll put Mr. Burgess up against Sean Hannity. You'll tear him up. And then I said, I hear Hannity wants to have a beer with me. I'm always up for a beer, but he never took me up on the beer offer. But anyway, here's a quick trip down memory lane for kicks and giggles.
Think about it.
That's a hateful thing. Fox News is not hateful.
If you were watching Sean Hannity consistently,
he's a commentator. You would,
these guys, they've given me a hard time.
With respect to Sean Hannity, I didn't know that he had invited me for a beer. I will take that under advisement. Generally, his opinion of me does not seem to be very high, but I'm always good for a beer.
How are the wife and kids doing?
You know, they're doing great. They seem to be thriving watching Nickelodeon. They're not listening to Sean Hannity on Nickelodeon.
I'll put Mr. Burgess up against Sean Hannity. He'll tear him up.
Is Sean Hannity suddenly going to get on the airwaves and say, you know, I was wrong about this Obama guy. He's my man. No. I mean, I think that there's a certain segment of hardcore Sean Hannity fans that probably wouldn't want to go have a beer with me. There's no doubt about that.
I'd go have a beer with him even to this day, and I'll pay for it, and I'll spread the wealth around. I don't think he'd ever want to have a beer with me. Anyway, that was for fun. Okay. Before we get to your calls, we played yesterday Kamala Harris trying to explain, you know, her laughing and our giggling vice president and kind of suggested it was misogynistic. I won't replay that. But then in this very bizarre interview with Drew Barrymore, who I didn't even know had a show. Linda, did you know she has a show? I had no idea.
I did know that the show existed. I have not watched the show.
Okay. Well, just listen to her tell the vice president that the country needs a mama-la. Listen to this.
I keep thinking in my head that we all need a mom. I've been thinking that we really all need a tremendous hug in the world right now.
Yeah.
But in our country, we need you to be mama-la of the country. And as a woman who respects so much and wants to share and wants to be confident and has no ounce of meat that has competitiveness.
Yeah.
When we lift each other up, we all rise.
That's exactly right.
However, we need a great protector.
Yeah. Well, you know, part of it is I think that sadly over the last many years, there's been this kind of perverse approach to what strength looks like, which is to suggest that the measure of one's strength is based on who you beat down. Instead of what we know, the true measure of your strength is based on who you lift up.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We need a mama-la. I need my mommy. I mean, I need a hug. What do I need? A patsy? A pacifier, too? I mean, I thought this was the land of the free and the home of the brave, for crying out loud. You know, my mom's been gone many, many, many years, over a couple of decades now. Like my dad, you know, died 27 years plus ago. I love them to death. I wish they were here, but I don't need a mama-la. I don't need a mommy, and I don't need a daddy. I'm a grown man, for crying out loud. Although I guess you might take issue with that at times, Linda.
I'll be honest.
Depending on what the requests are. Oh, you want a mama? I know you love your mama. Your mom likes me more than you.
I don't know that that's true every day, but some days it's possible. I mean, you know, I'm a tough nut, but I really believe in my heart that if we talk to the men and women who served in World War II, those that are still with us, if we talk to people who served in Vietnam or, you know, Operation Desert Storm or any of the conflicts that have given these people the opportunity and the freedom to say all the nonsense that they say on a daily basis. And that's my opinion. It's a bunch of nonsense. It is shocking how pathetically weak they are. There is a time and a place. Huh? It's a bunch of chicks sitting around talking about their feelings. It's nonsense.
We need a mommy. Will you be our mama-la, please?
The time for that is over. Just stop it. You want to talk about your feelings? You do that with your therapist or your family behind closed doors. You don't go on national television with the vice president who is in charge of this, what used to be the strongest nation in the world, and talk to her about how we all need a hug. What? I'm like, people's children are still sitting as hostages of these disgusting Hamas terrorists. We have entire colonies living on college campuses facing no threat, and our poor police officers have to go in to these smelly encampments. My God. And she's like, go hug everybody. Shut up. Stop it. Well, it's enough. Well,
and people's reaction, it makes me think this country's gotten so soft and so pathetically weak and so detached from reality. Our friend Pearl is from New York. I have known Pearl and her mother, Hannah. Her mother sadly passed away a couple of years ago, but Hannah was a Holocaust survivor, and she's called my radio show many, many times over the years. I miss her dearly. And Pearl, great to hear your voice. I know your mom's looking down from heaven and praying for all of us and probably, you know, shocked at never again is happening right before our eyes.
Yes, never again is now, as they say. But thank you for those kind words. So as you're, I'll just give your audience, I was born after the war in a displaced person's camp in Bergen-Belsen, after the war, 1949, where Anne Frank perished. But before I go ahead with today's news, I just want to thank you for being a strong supporter and a great friend to Israel and the Jewish people. I'm grateful for you, your daily important and meaningful words to us.
Well, listen, you know where I stand. I've never changed. I will tell you, as an American, I am embarrassed that we have a president that has abandoned the war on terrorism and taken a knife and shoved it right in the back of our closest ally in the Middle East, that has no moral clarity or understanding that Israel was the victim of the worst terror attack in their history, nor does he have any understanding of radical Islamic terrorists. And he has surrendered in this conflict, and it is a scary time for the world. And the anti-Semitism in the halls of Congress, on college campuses, all throughout Europe, other continents like Australia, is frightening to me, because it certainly, if you wonder how maybe something like Hitler Germany, and with all the evil associated with it, could happen. Boy, we're seeing an awful lot of repulsive anti-Semitism today.
Right, that's right. Now, I grew up every day of my life with the Holocaust, and my mother's words were never again. But my mother did say, it can happen here too, and she warned us to be careful and keep your eyes opened. Last week, I was horrified when I saw these radical anti-Israel protesters walk right up to people face to face and yell, I am Hamas. We are Hamas. Death to Jews and destroy Israel. Sean, we're looking at future terrorists. I'm frightened.
I don't disagree. I mean, if they're outright saying, what do you think death to America means? What does death to Israel mean? It means death to it. What does from the river to the sea mean? It means the destruction of Israel. What is the stated goal of Hamas? It is the destruction of Israel. You know, what are the mullahs in Iran? What are they doing by fomenting terrorism and fighting proxy wars out of Gaza with Hamas, out of Lebanon with Hezbollah, out of Yemen with the Houthi rebels, and now directly firing missiles from Iran into Israel? Thankfully, they didn't land. You know, but and now these people are going to get nuclear weapons. And what happens to the world then? We're all screwed. Yes. A nuclear holocaust will happen in our lifetime. We have about 30 seconds. They're all yours.
Oh, my God. Oh, I have no doubt in my mind that it would be very easy for Hamas to recruit these radicals and join the cause of killing Jews and calling for the annihilation of Israel and the United States. There are those who forgot about 9/11 and believe that it cannot happen here again. But I say they're here already.
And they are here already, and Joe Biden facilitated that with his open borders. Let me just say lastly, your poor mom who had to live through the Holocaust, thank God she survived, and she saw evil and looked it right in the eye and her very young life, and she turned out to be a light in my life. Beautiful woman, beautiful soul, and I know she's so proud of you. So thank you, Pearl. We appreciate it. We'll never forget you, Mom. We love her.
Thank you. Thank you, Sean.
800-941-SEAN is our number. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Hannity, tonight, 9 Eastern, set your DVR, Fox News. We have Sarah Carter on the ground at one of these colleges, and let's see what's going on there and around the country. Also, Senator Ted Cruz, Governor Ron DeSantis, who met with Donald Trump over the weekend, Greg Jarrett, Alan Dershowitz, Stephen Miller, Kaylee McEnany, Charlie Hurt. 9 Eastern, set your DVR, Hannity on Fox. We'll see you then, back here tomorrow, and thank you for making this show possible. Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high tech, but very simple to use, and it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app. You follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner. Increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's M-A-N-T-I-S-X.com.